Coming up on episode number 963, it's Thursday night, it's cover story night, and tonight we'll feature music from a musician, a singer, songwriter from Australia that is turning 45 next week. That is Kylie Minogue, who really hit it big here in the U.S. with a cover of Locomotion. Of course, we'll hear something about that later on in the show, but was a lot bigger in Australia before she came here, her home country of Australia, of course, where she was a soap star, musician, actress, all that stuff. It is the Kylie Minogue cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is Thursday, May 23rd, 2013. My name is Brian Ibbin. Welcome to the Kylie Minogue cover story edition, of course, featuring songs all having to do with Miss Kylie Minogue. You know the drill, right? It's covers of Kylie Minogue as well as covers by Kylie Minogue. And in one case, we'll even have Kylie Minogue covering a Kylie Minogue cover. What? How is this possible? We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. Let's start with the song that was a really big comeback for her here in the U.S. 2004, I want to say, she released Can't Get You Out of My Head, which was kind of her reintroduction to us here in the U.S. She never went anywhere, disappeared, no problems in Australia. As popular as ever. But it was that comeback here in the U.S. that turned her into a star once again in the States. Let's listen to a cover of Can't Get You Out of My Head. This one performed by Panocha for the Guilty Pleasures album from 2009. Here is Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Your love is standing here with you, won't you move? Get inside your groove, 'cause I'm on fire, 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 fire. Well, it hurts. You get too close, baby, it hurts. Love is really good, just one more.
keeping it wholesome right here on Coverville. That is Kylie Minogue with her, well, her cover of the Olivia Newton-John song from the early 80s. That is Physical. That was a single she released in Australia. Didn't release it here, so you have to find an import version of that track. Kylie Minogue and her cover of Olivia Newton-John's Physical. Before that, Scissor Sisters. God, I remember how much of a controversy it was when Olivia Newton-John came out with that song. After her whole wholesome image and her Sandra Dee on Grease thing, and then she came out with that, and it was such a recreation of Olivia Newton-John that a lot of people had a hard time wrapping their minds around. Anyway, there you go. Scissor Sisters, right before that, with a countrified version of All the Lovers. That one was recorded for Radio 1 and was released 3 years ago on Radio 1's Live Lounge Volume 5. And then we start off the set with Ponoka. Maybe it's pronounced Ponoka. I don't know. P-O-N-O-K-A. And their cover of Kylie's Can't Get You Out of My Head. That one was released on a Bandcamp downloadable album called Cover Club Guilty Pleasures. You'll find a link in the show notes to where you can download that album for free. But right there, Ponoka, kind of giving a Knack style to the beginning of Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie. Well, Coverville today is brought to you by Audible.com. That's right, Audible.com. And I want you to try it for free. Please visit audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. That's audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. What can you get when you visit that link, when you visit that URL? Let me tell you, you can get a free month's trial of Audible.com, including a free Audible downloadable book. Now, you're already listening to a podcast, whether you're listening to this via your iPod, your iPhone, your Android device, a computer, whatever, however you're listening to this right now. It means you can easily download and enjoy audiobooks and audio programming the same way from Audible.com. And if you're really into Kylie Minogue, maybe you want to check out the biography called Kylie Confidential. It is, when did this come out? Actually, this came out this year, and it talks about her history, how she grew up from suburban childhood to soap star to style icon, and talks about the princess of pop in Australia and how she got to be where she is. If you are a fan of Kylie Minogue, this seems like a no-brainer, right? This seems like something you need to check out. And it's one of many downloadable books that you can try for free just by visiting audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. Try it for free. That's audible.com. Okay, let's mosey over to something a little bit less sensual than that last track. Although, I don't know, there's still something that's got a sensual vibe when you're talking about the song that Kylie Minogue covered with Nick Cave called Where the Wild Roses Grow. It's a murder ballad. I mean, it is a song about a guy who whacks a woman on the head with a rock. There's no hiding that, folks. That is the long and short of it. Where the Wild Roses Grow, originally by Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue, covered here by Hayley Mary from the band The Jezebels from Australia, as well as John Stevens, who is in the current iteration of INXS, but started out in a band called Noiseworks down in Australia. This was recorded for the Rock Quiz, a great music game show in Australia, and came out on an album called With a Little Help from Our Friends. Here are Hayley Mary and John Stevens and their cover of Where the Wild Roses Grow.
They call me the Wild Rose,
but my name was Eliza Day.
Why they call me if I do not know?
For my name was Eliza Day.
From the first day I saw her, I knew she was the one. As she stared in my eyes and smiled, for her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room. My trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand, he wiped at the tears that ran down my face.
They call me the Wild Rose,
but my name was Eliza Day.
Why they call me a tattoo, not know.
For my name was Eliza Day.
On the second day I bought her a flower. She was more beautiful than any woman I'd seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow? So sweet and scarlet and free.
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. I nodded my head as I lay on the bed. If I show you the roses, will you follow?
They call me the Wild Rose,
but my name was Eliza Day.
Why they call me it, I do not know.
For my name was Eliza Day. On the third day he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a martyred word as he knelt above me with a rock in his feet.
On the last day I shook her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as a thief. As I kissed her goodbye, said all beauty must die. Let down and planted a rose between her teeth.
They call me the Wild Rose, but my name was Eliza Day.
Why they call me it, I do not know.
For my name was Eliza Day. My name was Eliza Day. For my name was Eliza Day.
Well, it's one thing to fall. Another to make it last. I thought we were just beginning, and now you say we're in the past. Look me in the eye and tell me we are in through. You know it's one thing to say you love me, but another to mean it from the heart. If you don't intend to see it through, why did we ever start? I want to hear you tell me you don't want my love. Put your hand on your heart and tell me it's all over. I won't believe it till you put your hand on your heart. Your hand on your heart. They like to talk about forever. Most people never get the chance. Do you want to lose our love together? Do you find a new romance? I need to hear you tell me you don't want. Put your hand on your heart and tell me it's all over. I won't believe it till you put your hand on your heart and tell me.
The club, your front face. It's kinda weird to me since you're so fine. If it's up to me, you'll face no change. And if you're smiling, that should set the tone. Just be limber. And if you let go, the music should move your bones. Just remember to sing the song. Ain't nobody love you like I love you. You're a good girl and that's what makes me trust you. Late at night I talk to you. You'll know the difference when I touch you. People are so lonely, nosy, cause they're phony. Aren't you sick of the same thing? They say so-and-so is dating, love you all to hate him. Well, it doesn't matter anyway. Cause if you're smiling, that should set the tone. Just be limber. And if you let go, the music should move your bones. And just remember to sing this song. Ain't nobody love you like I love you. You're a good girl and that's what makes me trust you. Late at night I talk to you. You'll know the difference when I touch you. If you give me that chance to be a man, chance to be a man. Maybe we'll fly.
I just wanna love you, baby.
Maybe we'll fly.
I just wanna love you,
baby. Maybe we'll fly.
I just wanna love you, baby.
Yeah. Ain't nobody love you like I love you. You're a good girl and that's what makes me trust you. Late at night I talk to you. You will know the difference when I touch you. You will know the difference when I touch you.
Alright, break it down. We used to dream about this when we were little girls. Playing songs by
Justin
for Raymond on Today FM.
Yeah. Slow down and dance with me. Yeah. Slow. Skip a beat and move to my body. Yeah. Slow. Could I be any more breathy? Yeah. Slow. Skip a beat and move to my body.
Kylie Minogue covering Little Anthony and the Imperials. This was released as part of her 2012 The Best of Kylie Minogue, but based on how her voice sounds in that, I think that was recorded pretty early on, like I would guess 80s, late mid to late 80s, early 90s probably. Kylie Minogue and her cover of Tears on My Pillow. Before that, a medley cover that combines Justin Timberlake and Kylie Minogue songs all into one, Like I Love You and Slow by Belle X1 from the Even Better Than the Real Thing Volume 2 CD, featuring Irish artists doing covers. That one came out in 2004. Jose Gonzalez, yeah, if you recognize that voice from his Heartbeats cover, that is Hand on Your Heart. That was released on the 2010 Sweetheart album that you could buy at Starbucks. You can find used copies of that floating around Amazon right now. And Hailey Mary and John Stevens covering Where the Wild Roses Grow, originally by Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue. That one recorded for the Rock Quiz show and released on, with a little help from our friends, the Rock Quiz Duets Volume 4. All right, what do we got here? Let's talk about the second half cover sponsor for Coverville, and that, as always, is ThinkGeek.com. Now, I'm not trying to drop any hints. I'm not trying to make any suggestions or tell anybody anything, but Father's Day is coming up. Hint, hint, Tristan. Hint, hint. And ThinkGeek has you completely covered, whether you're a fan of The Office or Star Trek, Star Wars, Portal, or even things like barbecue gift packs, DIY gift packs, all sorts of great things available from ThinkGeek.com. And they've taken a lot of the work out of it for you. So you can do some really great things, really easy things. If your dad's a Star Wars fan, you can get the Star Wars Dad gift pack, which includes the Han Solo and Carbonite ice cube tray, the Death Star bottle opener, some Star Wars family decals, a business card holder that looks like Han Solo and Carbonite, and the four-pack of Star Wars glasses. That's just one of many Father's Day packs that ThinkGeek.com has in store for you. Go check them out. But before you do, start by going to coverville.com. That's your first stop. Click the link on the right side of the page for Think Geek, and that'll take you over to thinkgeek.com, where anything you buy, whether or not it is the Star Wars Father's Day gift pack, anything you buy there helps out Coverville. And that money goes right back into the show. That's coverville.com, stuff for smart masses. Last set of music, and I kind of teased this at the beginning of the show. So in the early 80s, Kylie came out with a cover of The Locomotion, actually became one of three performers to take a cover or version of The Locomotion to the number one spot on the Billboard charts. Of course, the first was the original version, Little Eva's cover of the song Little Eva's version, the original version of the song written by Goffin and King. The second version to make it on the list was Grand Funk Railroad, and Kylie Minogue became the third one to take a version of the song to number one. Now, her version came out in the 80s, but she recently revisited the song in 2012 for the Abbey Road Sessions, which saw her visiting Abbey Road Studios in the UK and re-recording a lot of her biggest hits. Here is Kylie Minogue in a cover of her cover of Little Eva's Locomotion right here on Coverville.
Throw away my old clothes, got myself a better wardrobe. something to say. Not through with the past, ain't no point in looking back. The future will be. Did I forget to mention that I found a new direction? And it leads back to me.
Same. I know you're feeling it. symphony. But if you've got other plans,
a purpose of a woman is to love her man. And we'll paint by numbers until something sticks. I don't mind doing it for the kids. So come on, John.
That ended abruptly. That is Fork with their a cappella cover of Kids, which was originally done by Kylie Minogue with Robbie Williams. A great cover combo there. Well, I guess it's a cover of a duet, right? Not a cover combo. That right before that was Maru Rosa, an Argentinian tribute to classic electropop with her cover of Kylie Minogue's I Should Be So Lucky. That album came out in 2007. Cosmo Jarvis, right before that, for the Triple J Like a Version 8 CD, which came out in 2012. That was Spinning Around. And Kylie Minogue covering Little Eva again with her a lot more girl groupy version of Locomotion, which she recorded last year for the Abbey Road Sessions album. And wow, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. We will be back next week with a cover of, I'm sorry, with an episode dedicated to Ray Manzarek from the Doors, or Manzarek, I should say. Pronounce it correctly, Brian. Ray Manzarek from the Doors, a tribute to the keyboardist that we lost this week. If you have a suggestion, request, an idea, anything, email me, requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. And, of course, coverville.com for everything else that you need, that you want, that you desire with regard to cover songs. Sunday, actually, the end of day Sunday is when prices go up for Coverville citizenship. So if you want to take advantage of the current pricing for Coverville citizenship, do it in the next couple days, because Sunday those things all have to go up to meet the rising costs of t-shirt printing, shipping, DVD manufacturing, all that stuff. It's really just going to go up by like $7 or $8. I think I've got it $48 for a base subscription to Coverville Citizenship. So it's not a lot. I mean, $10 or $8 a year. But if you do subscribe right now, then you lock in the current pricing. And even when prices go up for new subscribers, your prices never will go up. So jump in right now and lock in your current Coverville Citizenship pricing. Like I said, we'll be back on Tuesday with a Doors tribute. Until then, This is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, of course, you can't get them out of your head.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.